But I just push the button again, and away we go. Love you all this morning. Thank you for showing your love and your faith by being here to worship, to proclaim your faith in Jesus, to encourage one another, and to please God. Our title of our lesson this morning is Pleasing God. So if I was going to ask us this morning, have you pleased God today? Good question. Fair question, right? Well, what's pleasing God mean? Well, we're going to look at scriptures that we don't have to be in doubt whether I'm pleasing God or not, because we just look at scriptures and see what it tells us to do and what pleases Him. I think I've mentioned in the last couple months just about being a people pleaser. Now, my wife wishes I was more of a wife pleaser, you know, at times. And I think that happens in all our lives, you know. But I have responsibilities and commitments at work, and I want to be successful at those, and I want to please my boss. I want my boss to have confidence in me. I want to be pleasing to him. But there's a list of do's and don'ts I got to follow in order for that to happen. There's a boss do, right? We got the honey do list. We got the boss do list. You know, we should have a God do list in our lives. In order to be pleasing to him, we got to know what he expects. And we got to be doing the things, folks, that he requires of us. In our lesson text this morning in Matthew chapter 3, let's look at Jesus and see how Jesus pleased God in our lesson this morning as our great example. And, you know, how many of you had ever said in your lives, I can't please you? You ever heard that term? There's no pleasing him. There's no pleasing her. It's not true with God. Okay? Not true with God. And in look at Jesus' example, he came and he fulfilled all righteousness. He followed the precedence of John the Baptist to being baptized of John for the remission of sins, even though we're baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins. And God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." I ask us this morning, I'll ask that. Don, is God pleased with you in your life? Bob, is God pleased with you in your life? I thought about using somebody else, but Bob, he's cool with me using him. You know, we're brothers. So I won't mention anybody else's name, but from that. Folks, we should be confident that we're pleasing God. Because it's not as hard as what people think. That's too hard to live that life. It's too hard to give up sin. It's too hard to have self-control. Folks, that's not true. God wouldn't ask it. My yoke is easy. My burden is light, Jesus said. Satan wants us to think it's too hard, wants us to give up. In Acts chapter 7, beginning in verse 17, it is written, "But when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose who did not know Joseph. This man dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so that they might not live. At this time, Moses was born and was well-pleasing to God. And he was brought up in his father's house for 3 months. But when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in word and deeds." I read this and I think of God's beautiful earth and God's plan for us and God's gift of life to us And then I see that somebody forgot about who God's people were. Joseph wasn't his right-hand man. And expose babies. Basically, leave them out to the weather. Leave them deserted to die. What a horrible, horrible thing to command from a king or a leader. But during this time of horror, of tragedy, of incomprehensible evil, Moses was born. God had a plan. God keeps his promises. It was pleasing to God when Moses was born. Now, Moses did wonderful things. Moses made some mistakes, right? But Moses did great things for the kingdom of heaven. He was mighty in words and deeds. Now, do you think if we asked Moses, let's just ask Moses, you got to spend 3 days or 3 months at home, raised by your mom and dad. And then you were taken away. If you could go back and do it all over again, Moses, would you give up having to be an Egyptian? Would you give up all those riches? Would you give up all those things you learned? Mighty in words and deeds. To grow up with your Hebrew mom and dad. We don't know. We do know that Moses didn't blame anything on anybody else. He walked by faith and he followed God. His birth was pleasing to God because God knew he was going to do things for him and his kingdom. Folks, when we were born, God was pleased because he had a plan for us to help him in his kingdom. Us being here this morning proves that. Listening to his holy word. Opening our hearts to be guided by his Holy Spirit. Look at another passage for us to understand pleasing. Pleasing. So just to recap for a minute, doesn't matter where you're born, what your circumstances are, what you have to go through, God is pleased that he's created you and he has planned for you, just like Moses. We don't need to expect to have our names written in God's holy word because God's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And we have all things that are complete. But he has a kingdom of heaven and he needs our help to help other people learn about that. For this reason also, we also, since the day we heard it, did not cease to pray for you. And to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. For all patience and long suffering with joy. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. After reading this passage, I probably should have bolded and highlighted, underlined the last part of the verses. But to focus back on pleasing God, title of our lesson this morning, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. Well, how do I do that? Being fruitful in every good work. Increasing in the knowledge of God. Being strengthened with all might. Basically, relying on him, not relying on ourselves. According to his glorious power. And being patient and long-suffering with joy. Folks, that's tough. I tell you what, Brother Bob's wife has a lot of patience. Right? Huh? Yeah. You know what? My wife does too. There's times when my wife's had to be very patient with me. I'll tell you what, there's times when I've had to be very patient with my wife. My wife made a phone call to me this week. She didn't want to tell me. She called me at lunch and she says, "Don," I'm like, "That's nice. Can you get ready for lunch? You gonna meet me for lunch?" "No, no, that wasn't it. Did I forget to do something around the house?" "No, that wasn't it." She called, said, "Hey, I need to tell you I backed into Lucas's car in the driveway. Again." Now, 10, 15, 20 years ago, I probably went berserk and told her that she was a failure at that mistake that she had made. Jesus has been working on my heart for a long time. So I was like, "Okay, I guess we gotta get that fixed." You know? And I say again because about a month ago, Lucas came home from Purdue, and I looked at the car, and I'm like, "Lucas, your car's been crashed." He said, "Yeah, Mom backed into me a couple weeks ago when I was here." So when I said again, same spot, car's in the same spot. Kelly says, "Move that car out of that spot." I tell him, and I'm just kind of flabbergasted. I'm talking to guys at work, and they say, "Is there a backup camera on that car?" Your wife says, "Yeah." And if it gets close to something, it goes beep, beep, beep. But you gotta have patience and long suffering, folks, even in things like that. You know? But I use that example in our lives when sin comes and when God's word comes to us and says, "Beep, beep, beep, don't do that. Say no to Satan. Be pleasing to God." We just keep on going. Then you gotta talk to somebody about it. Then you gotta make the phone call. "I crashed again. I've sinned again." Because we weren't listening to the beep backup alarm. We weren't looking at the backup camera. We weren't looking at God's holy word. We weren't praying to Him and have Him guide and direct our lives. To be pleasing to Him. To be pleasing to Him. But folks, patience and long-suffering with joy. Yeah, I didn't find much joy. I'm glad everybody's okay. I was glad it wasn't my truck she backed into. I can go down through the list, but folks, stuff happens in our lives that we need to let Jesus shine when we come in those situations, okay? We need to be pleasing to God when we come in to stressful situations in our life. 1 Thessalonians, it is written, "But we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. Even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts. For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, or a cloak for covetousness, which God is witness, nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children, so affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, we preached to you the gospel." So I ask one of the things out of this passage, what? Obviously we struggle with pleasing men. I've talked about that, how I feel like that. I've got to please my wife. Okay? Now, you know that old honey-do list we talked about? I pick and choose. What's gonna help me out? What's the easiest thing to do today? What do I have to do today? Let us not look at pleasing God in the same manner. What do I have to do to make God okay with me today? Because we haven't earned our salvation. It's been a gift to us. If I want to do things because I love my wife instead of I'm trying to get something from the relationship, is that more Christ-like and Christian? Is that more pleasing to her because I love her? I'm going to take the trash out. Something as simple as taking the trash out, folks. Yeah. People have got divorced over somebody that didn't take the trash out.
because that started angst. And the angst run over into the dishes, and it run over into somebody backing into something, and it run into spending money here, and it run into, I don't think you should have done that with the kids. And it just goes on and on and on and on. Pleasing each other through love works just like pleasing God through love. We love Him and we obey Him because He has saved us and created us and cares for us.
Not pleasing men, but pleasing God. And we've been entrusted with the gospel, folks. That's a positive thing that we can please God with, is sharing good news, Jesus, with other people. In 1 John it is written, not only in 3:22, but 16 through 23, by this we know love, because He laid down His life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has his world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask or receive of Him, because that we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. But indeed and in truth. Folks, in understanding our lesson again and going back to pleasing God, that we should believe in Jesus, okay? Follow Jesus and love one another. Not please one another to see what we can get out of one another, but to love one another unconditionally. No matter how much hair we got, how much weight we got, how much money we got or don't have. Can you look around this room, folks, and say, I love you to everybody sitting here? Because that's what Jesus does. That's what He did when He spread His arms on the cross of Calvary. He said, I love you all, those that are now, those that have passed, and those that are forward, and I die for all of you. That was well-pleasing to God. Being loving to one another, folks, above and beyond all things, is pleasing to God. In deed and in truth, not just in word and tongue. You know, my mama always said, action speaks louder than words, son. Action speaks louder than words. I didn't want to listen to my mama, but basically she's saying the same thing here. What Jesus said. Let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Are you pleasing God? And in closing this morning, we're going to look at what Jesus did. After, you know, we looked at Jesus being baptized of John in the Jordan and saying, it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. And God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. It's possible for us, folks, for God to say, I love you and you're pleasing me and you are my children in whom I am well pleased. You don't have to be Jesus to hear those words. Right after God said this to Jesus, this happened. So let's take this into consideration. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Right after that happened, Jesus is led up in the wilderness and tempted by the devil. Let's take note of this. Jesus didn't go to camping in Yosemite National Forest and decide he's going to see what nature and God's all about. He was led up into the wilderness to be tempted. 40 days, 40 nights he fasted. And he got hungry. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you, it sounds funny. You ever get angry and ornery if you're hungry? Hopefully, most of us have overcome that and grown past that. But I can tell you, old Callan, he hasn't learned such. Okay? He gets hungry, he gets ornery. And he's got his mom's voice real loud out. He must have got that from Kelly. You know, I'm jesting a little bit. He's got an outside voice sometimes. He uses inside. As weak as a person can become, spiritually and mentally, physically, that's when Satan's going to jump on us, folks. It's when he jumped on Jesus. Right after God said, I'm so pleased with you, you're my son. Now you're going to be tempted. Now you got to say no to Satan. And Jesus pleases God by saying, it is written. I'm following Father in his words. It is written. Don't be tempting me. It is written. You shall only worship him and serve him. Jesus kept his faith when he was tempted 3 times, folks. After God said he's pleased. After Jesus said, I'll follow you. I'm going to fulfill all righteousness. Just like us. When we're baptized into Christ, I'm going to fulfill the promises of God and become a child of God and have my sins washed away. And you know what? All of us were tempted in some way. It may not be 3 specific ways as Jesus, but we're all tempted. My question for us this morning is, are we still being tempted the first time? We never got past the first time. We've never told Satan it's written. Or maybe the second time. We've been tempted with something else. Now we can look, okay, we're tempted with power, tempted with money, tempted with fame, lust of the flesh. Are you still saying, Satan, it is written, get behind me? Or have you given up? That's not pleasing to God, to give in to sin. Following Jesus is not giving up to Satan. And once Jesus fulfills these things and says, no, not today, no, not today, no, not today, what's he do next? He starts telling people, you need to follow me. I got work to do. I need your help. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Immediately they left the boat and their following followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee teaching and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Folks, if you're still on the first Satan, get behind me, and you can't rely on the word of God to direct your life, you're not going to get to the second time and the third time, and you're having a hard time telling people about Jesus. And you're having a hard time bringing people to Jesus. You're having a hard time fulfilling and pleasing God in your commitment and your walk of faith. Because you can't tell Satan no. You got to tell Satan no. Jesus gave us that example. You wonder why some people seem to be on Easy Street? They're not on Easy Street. They've just learned to tell Satan no. They've learned to walk in the Spirit. They've learned to follow Jesus. I crashed the car again. I'm following Jesus. Satan wanted me to holler at her, condemn her, demean her, ask why. Jesus wanted me to forgive her and say, it's only a car. Are you okay? Folks, that sounds simple, but I'm telling you, I've struggled with it in my life. Satan will tempt me in my weakest points.
He's not going to tempt me when I'm riding high and I'm doing good and I'm reading the Bible. He's going to tempt me when I'm angry about somebody lying to me at work or somebody doing my job for me and not letting me do what I'm supposed to be doing. Or making a commitment I don't want to fulfill. Some of the things that I get a little elevated about. And it's in those times when somebody cuts me off. Somebody, gives me a hand signal, tells me I'm number one on the interstate. That's the time I got to follow Jesus and forgive. Ask for, I don't know what you're going through in your day, but I pray that it gets better. I pray you get to wherever you're going safely, Sins. It's much more important than me getting to where I'm going. I don't know what you're going through in your life, but I pray that your faith is strengthened today by the prayer I'm praying for you as we drive down the interstate. Jesus said, "Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men." Folks, you got to say no to Satan before that happens. But following Jesus and making fishers of men is very pleasing to God. It is very rewarding. It's very peaceful. It's very joyous. It's very happy. I thank you all this morning for being here and proclaiming your faith and doing those things. Are you pleasing God in your life? Or is there areas in your life this morning, God's holy word in our lesson has said, you know what, I need to work on that. Or you need to say, Satan, get behind me somehow in your life. We pray that you get the courage and the faith to follow Jesus in those things this morning. If you have not decided to follow Jesus and had your sins washed away by being baptized into Christ, we offer that invitation this morning also. We also invite you to enjoy life that God's blessed you with. As we continue to worship Him this morning. If you have any need to respond to invitation, we offer you to do that as you stand and sing a selected song.